We talk baseball now. The Beavers off to a hot start in baseball. 9-1 at the midway point of the year, and they remain at the top of the GWAC standings after a sweep of the Colby Eagles yesterday. And we're going to talk to a couple of the seniors here. First, starting off here is going to be Blaine Culpin. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Adam.
All right. Well, yesterday, good doubleheader win over Colby, 16-6 and 11-1. And I know you had to feel pretty good about getting a couple of league wins there yesterday at home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've beat Colby in my whole high school career. So it felt good to beat him and get some league wins.
Yeah. And you guys have been playing pretty well here this year. Had some pretty exciting games, some close games. But what's been, you see it as a catcher maybe, and of course out in center field, what is something that you see with how the team has been successful so far this year?
I mean, just playing together, working together. I mean, our pitchers are going to give them pitches to hit, so our defense just going to have to work, and I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that so far, so just keeping that up.
All right, what's the thing that you maybe been enjoying the most here?
Just finally playing baseball again. I mean, like last year didn't have it. Really bummed about that. So just getting back out here with the guys and having a good time and being outside.
Yeah, you've had some pretty interesting weather at times here, but yesterday was actually kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of different. No wind. I mean, I'm not really used to that, so it was nice.
Yeah, I know. You're actually could stay warm throughout, but what's something that you go final 10 games of this season? It's going to go quick here. What are something that you maybe are trying to work toward here as you head toward the postseason?
Just getting ready for regionals. I mean, trying to get that top spot in regionals would really benefit us there. So just trying to enjoy it my senior year.
Well, you've had a great run so far, 9-1 and the midway point, and have a game hopefully on Friday there at Syracuse. And thanks again, Blaine, here. And good luck to you coming up here.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Blaine Culp, senior, joining us here. Another senior who just recently turned another year older here. Yeah, another year older, another year wiser, right, Kevin? Kevin Serrano joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, he came back out for baseball this year. And how's it been for you so far?
It's been pretty fun.
All right, and yeah, you've been the right fielder out there, and got the everyday right fielder. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the joys of playing there?
Well, like usually the right fielder, you're not expected to do much. You're just kind of out there to hang out. But this year, there's been a lot of action out there, thanks to our like good pitchers. Usually, guys are kind of late to the ball, so I get a lot of balls out there.
Yeah, but you've also not only, of course, playing in right field, but you also sometimes have to fight the wind. You get to fight the sun. Now, what are some things that you have to maybe work upon when you're trying to play with those elements?
Just kind of adjusting to it. And, like, practice, we've had some bad weather at practice, so that's kind of helped a little too.
Is it weird when there's a day where there's no wind?
Yeah, it's very weird, especially out here in Kansas.
Yeah. But, you know, I noticed last game that you had there, that I saw there last Friday, I noticed it took you, you got to go in there, started to hit the ball a little better. Do you feel like that you're starting to kind of figure things out there at the plate?
Yeah, it's just my swing and motion isn't there yet, and I've been working on it. But after taking a few years off, it's been kind of a challenge.
It's kind of like, you know, catch-up moment in a quick time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thanks again for joining me. I'm glad you're enjoying your year so far here for baseball, and keep up the good work here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Kevin Serrano joining us here once again from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Now we talk with Coach David Dirks here, and Coach, a doubleheader win yesterday over Colby, both of them in run rule fashion. Pretty good wins there for you guys.
It was good to beat Colby. Like Blaine had said, he hasn't beaten him, and I think it's been longer than that. It's been quite a while. So yeah. Coming into the season, that was something we wanted to check off our list, and we were able to do it in game one. And you know, you can't get a sweep if you don't win game one. So that's always our first goal, and at home, getting a lead in game one is always important.
And I know it could also be a mental thing, because Colby has not won a game yet this year. That's a pretty a young, inexperienced team. And fortunate for you guys, you have some pretty good experience, even though you had the year off last year. But to come out and take care of business, I think that says a lot about the focus of your team.
It does. You know, we didn't want to be their first win of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're still well coached. They're going to get bigger and faster and stronger as time goes along. But it was good to get an early lead, and our pitchers did a great job all day in the doubleheader. We drew some walks, and we sprinkled in a couple hits in there, and did a really great job on the base pass.
I know you normally don't play that early in the afternoon at 2 o'clock there, but is that something that's good to deal with, because you'll probably play a 2 o'clock game in postseason play?
It is. That's a really good point. Because typically we are going to play a little bit earlier in the day for a regional assignment. So it is nice. Later in the year, we've got a game that's moved to a Saturday. We'll play a 1 o'clock start. Just getting yourself kind of fed and kind of taking care of things in a different order than the normal school day. We've got another game where we don't have school, which is for seniors is how regionals is. So, what do you do in the morning leading up to that 1 o'clock game? So I think that Saturday we got coming up too will be another good kind of example of what do you do with your time and how do you prepare yourself for the game?
Well, a couple of big league wins yesterday. You're now sitting at 5-1 halfway through the league season here. And now you go back out of non-league play on Friday. You hit the road here. Hopefully it's a little nicer than what they're talking for forecast. Syracuse, and been a couple of years since you've played down there.
Yeah, it has. We hope to get that game in, a little further south. We'll see what the weather does. And if we don't get a chance to go down there, hopefully we can make it up later in the year. We've got a couple open dates, and I think they do too, so we should be able to work something out. If we do play or when we play them, they've gotten a couple wins here and there. So we got to go out and kind of attack them from the very beginning. And then we got another league game on Tuesday. Yeah. So,
and that's back at home, right, against Cimarronia.
Yes. Yep.
You're 9-1 through the midway point here. Is this a place really kind of where you expect your team to be here at the midway juncture?
It's a pretty lofty expectation to have one loss. I thought going into the season and along with last season that we'd have winning teams out on the field, and our record should indicate that. So to be there, close to accomplishing a winning season this early in the season is amazing. High school baseball, sometimes it can get wild on you at times. And but our kids every day go out there and they remain focused as we ask them to, we're able to get to that point. But we got another 10 games here to finish out the regular season, so it'd be nice to match what we did in the first half.
All right, once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. The Beaver baseball team off to a 9-1 start midway through the season. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you coming up here.
All right, thanks.